This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Well, we are very excited to have Superintendent Sue Thomas to come in and talk to us about all things safety with the Victorian Police.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. We want to know about road safety over the Easter holidays, because that's a big concern, and there's a lot of precautions around the holidays.
And we haven't done so well so far with deaths on the road, so I see we're actually not at a very good statistic. So what can we do to make sure we all get to our holidays and back again safely?
And it is all about safety, and it's about, you know, it's everyone's responsibility. So I guess from Victoria Police perspective, we just urge everyone to have a rest. You know, use the driver reviver stops. You might meet someone, have a cuppa, have a coffee, just relax, share the driving amongst friends. If you've got a group of people in the car, you know, just take your time. You know, it's better to get there a couple of hours later than not at all.
Yeah.
It's definitely holiday times do worry us, because it's statistically, when you are going to go on a holiday on your way or on your way home, that's when historically some of these tragedies have occurred.
Well, I mean, I know as a parent, you work so hard during the day and you're trying to work before your work makes you get all your work in.
Yep.
Then you do throw your children in the car and you're taking off at ridiculous times of night to try and get there. So it's probably not the best. Have a sleep, wake up early and head off.
That's exactly right. It's not a race, you know, and I think that's the problem. Some people think, oh, I need to get there at a certain time, especially if you're camping. I want to set the tent up before it gets dark and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, take a spotlight with you, you know.
Are we getting better with, I mean, I was having a look saying that they were still getting one driver every 10 minutes or either drunk or on drugs.
Mm.
I thought we'd be getting better as a society after all these years of campaigning, that we've seen that people just would not drink and drive. I mean, we've got Uber now. It's not like the old days where you had to beat each other up to try and find a taxi.
Yeah.
Now we can actually. Are we getting better?
Look, I think, you know, people are getting more educated. There's more awareness now. I think the culture is changing. I think many years ago, probably when, you know, we were your age, Mikey, the culture back then, unfortunately, was take risks, whereas now people understand it is high risk. When you're drug or alcohol impaired, the high chances of a fatality or a serious collision occurring is very high. So we have our, you know, especially at the moment, we've got Operation Nexus starting tonight, midnight right through to Easter, and there will be drunken drink driving buses out there.
A few of them are still broken in the car park, aren't they?
Well, there's still enough, and there's heaps of highway patrol and general policing. You don't have to be in a booze bus to pull over a car, so you can be in a normal police car, and there'll be splits on it at the moment.
What I get weirded out about on Facebook, there's all these groups about booze bus patrols and like where they're located, and people put them in so that other people can avoid them. I don't understand the point of that. It bothers me.
Encouraging somebody to
avoid it. I mean,
I believe it technically would be against the law.
Oh, it is.
It's against the law.
Definitely evading. Yeah.
But I remember with my children, you know, you're teaching them to drive, and you do talk about, you know, not to drink and why you shouldn't drink. And I think the biggest thing that I made it affect them was, do you know what? If you die, I will be heartbroken for the rest of my life. But do you understand, if you hurt somebody, you have to live with that for the rest of your life? And that, I think sometimes that has to, hopefully that helps.
And it's not just, youth of, you know, when they're young and I guess more risk adverse, you know, not as risk adverse, I should say. And they, you know, I think it doesn't matter what age you are, just don't take the risk. And, you know, if you're going to have a big night, don't drive the next day. And definitely fatigue, alcohol, drugs, speeding. They're some of the largest contributors to some of these tragedies on our road. And we'd love to hear get a zero. We don't want anyone to get hurt. One too many. Yeah.
Well, the quicker we bring in driverless cars, the better.
Yes. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure how good they'll go.
I'm just hoping that I can have my cocktail while the driverless car takes me, but we're waiting for those rules. But look, let's not talk about that. Across the road here from us in Bourke Street, I see today a brand new police station has opened up.
It has, 202 Bourke Street, same phone number, nice central location.
000?
You can use 000.
I'm hoping they haven't changed the number.
They've actually got a police station number as well, a landline number, but yes, 000 in case of emergency is always the best.
Best to go,
yes.
So why have they moved to a new building? Is it the other one was falling apart by the look of it?
Well, more so for, it's about accessibility for everyone in the community. It's about Central. We're the central hub of the CBD and police visibility. And so police can get to things a lot easier. Being in a laneway wasn't the most accessible location.
No, because you got one way down to Elizabeth, you couldn't get out. Yeah.
That's right. So it is in a much better location, great for the community and great for the police.
Excellent. Fantastic. Well, it looks really nice. We saw it open this morning. It's all exciting. Will they have an open day? Will we all get to go through and have a look one day?
Yeah, well, look, I'm sure, in the future they'll have those sorts of things. We are trying to be more accessible and open to the community. We want people to come in when they're in need of assistance, not just in times of crisis. So, I'm sure they'll have those sorts of things for the community. But right now, today is the official opening day.
Ooh. Brilliant. How exciting. It's right across the road from us, isn't it?
Well, it is. It makes me feel really safe.
I was going to say, I feel very, very good about myself. I'm walking in around the streets feeling all my chest out.
You don't walk down the streets, you skateboard down there because you're a child.
It's true.
Is he allowed to skateboard down the footpath?
Oh, look, as long as he doesn't hurt anyone and things like
Tom,
that.
Tom, I thought you were about to stitch me up and get me in prison.
No, I was trying to get you arrested. Yeah. I would like Mikey to be your first customer over there.
It's a little game we play. It's all fun.
Look, thank you so much, Sue, for coming in. It's been a joy. Thank you. Remember, everybody, it is a Easter weekend. Drive safe. We want everybody to get home to your family.
Exactly.
Let's go for a zero road toll over this Easter break.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.